Yes, indeed. It is Monday, July 20th, 5:30 in the evening. That can only mean one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is up next. We want to thank you for spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We also want to thank some of our wonderful underwriters that continue to support this, the ridiculous shenanigans of our show. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters such as yourself and by North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek bicycles and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico. You can also check them out online, northrimadventure.com. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, talking about practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Hello. What's going on, everyone? Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Coming at you with another episode on a Monday evening. My name is Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, my co-creator, partner in crime, Derek Isamaki.
What's good, party people?
We also have... Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Do that again. Thought we, I had everyone up.
We also have my co-creator, my partner in crime, Derek Isamaki.
Damn you, Brad.
Do your job, Brad.
What's good, party people? The show can't happen if I don't say those magic words. Like, that starts the show.
Yeah. I know, that's why we had to redo this whole thing. I'm sorry. That's
he got bad. His in to get it going. And I come in with that, and that's like...
It killed the show. I get it. I get it. I ruined the show.
Yep.
This is a big show right now.
And that's why they call him the game killer, ladies and gentlemen. Brad the Butcher, a.k.a. Statman Brad.
Yeah, you.
And we have our foreign correspondent in the building with us today, in studio, Aaron Isamaki. Hello.
Holla.
All right.
Everyone's got one now. All right. And,
yeah, I like it.
Foreign, not so much right now.
Yeah.
Very close.
Very close.
Yeah.
We also have her husband, Nathan, in the background hanging out with us. His first time in the studio. So welcome, Nathan. This should be fun. Y'all might notice one person is missing. Well, two, really. Jordan. But, you know, Jordan makes it when he can. He lives in Reading. But we are missing... John Lukin. And if you're wondering why we're missing him, it might have something to do with Tiger Woods finishing six
not
over.
Back.
Not back.
He's not back.
And that's why John is not back. He has been suspended from the show until he has better takes. So we got rid of him. We sent him down south. We told him to brush up on his golf knowledge and betting knowledge in general, because he has been abysmal. So if you've been listening to his Luke into the Futures and been taking any of his picks, I'm sorry. You haven't won any money recently. Yes, sir.
I got to say, his protege, a.k.a. moi, has been up this past weekend.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I'm up at least about 4 or 5 units. So if you know the betting terms, I'm doing fairly well.
Does that translate into cents or dollars?
It translates into dozens of dollars.
Dozens.
Dozens.
I'm literally up dozens of dollars.
You know, I'm also betting $1 or $2. So that also is part of it. So... But yes,
well, the protege now, either way, when you're giving betting advice out there, it's not about what you're betting, it's what they're betting.
Exactly.
And what they're taking. And John has been providing stuff like he's been laying on his back his entire time.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been, yes. It's been a rough go for him. So we had to send him away. We had to shame him a little bit, obviously, because we can't stand for that around here.
No, we're premier here.
Yeah.
When it comes to money, that's all we care about here. And if you mess with that, you got problems.
You
got
to go.
Yeah.
You got to go. So we suspended him for the week. He'll be back next week, but this week we are not graced with his presence, which is just fine by me. We'll be okay. we actually have
it's like we're like Hydra here, man. You cut off one head, we grow another. Boom, four correspondents. She's here right now.
Well, we grew two.
Two heads, and she's like two heads with how big she is. Gotcha.
I'm so smart. Yes. There's so much brain.
So much brain power.
Too.
Sure. Aaron always twists my anything I come out with.
If your takes were better, maybe I wouldn't have to, you know, shoot them back at you.
Boom, shots fired. Okay. Boom, right, roasted.
Well, there we go. It's starting, y'all.
If you can't tell, there is a sibling rivalry going on in the building. Derek and Aaron have known each other their whole lives because they grew up under
Aaron, not hers. I win in that battle. I've known her my whole life. She
not hers.
Derek
hers.
Did destroy my life. I don't know. I was the baby, and then Derek
destroyed
it.
Your whole life.
Entire life.
So, yeah, I was unplanned pregnancy. And Aaron expecting to be the baby
same
for life.
Same here.
Yeah.
Same
yeah.
here.
Hey, man.
Makes a lot of sense, guys.
Surprise
doesn't
babies.
It? Doesn't it?
Always turn out to be the best babies, I always say.
Yeah, my mom would disagree.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Derek has no babies, so he has no idea. Yeah.
No surprises my way.
Oh, surprise responsibility for the rest of your life. Fun. Oh, man. Let's actually talk some sports because it looks like, well, we're trying to have sports. We have a bubble that's going down 10 days from now. We got the NBA. We'll get into that here in a moment. Summer camp instead of spring training. I kind of like the nickname. What do you guys think of the name Summer Camp?
I think it's better.
I like it too. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of nostalgia for those of us who are a little bit older and appreciate. Well, it's like summer for
the
camp.
I played baseball and I played it in the summer. I went to a few camps there, so it's like it brings back the '90s for me, which is nice.
Yeah, I feel like they're taking breaks to have like peanut butter and jelly.
Exactly. There's the orange slices and everything.
Exactly.
The Capri Suns.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, they're going to the lake for recreational activities.
Hot take right here. As someone who is an avid fan of straws, I appreciate places that have good straws. Mm-hmm. Capri Sun, some of the best straw action you'll get in the game. Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong.
Agreed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Agreed.
Great use as a toothpick. Great use of just something, just, you know.
If you want to stab your brother's eye out,
boom.
It works really well.
Great.
Yep.
It's nice and sturdy. So
any straw that offers some form of punctuation,
a spear at the end,
spear situation,
and that thing is strong. Like that can take some.
Yeah,
that can take some.
Like I've seen some people like cause blood.
I'm pretty sure they're not allowed in prison because that's a deadly weapon right there.
Oh man! If you are joining us via terrestrial radio, you can also do so at kzfr.org and stream us. You go there and donate to the show, tip the show. All proceeds go to the radio station, support what we're doing, and you could also follow us TBP Not a Game. We're on Instagram Live right now, so if you have Instagram, that's kind of a fun way to get a peek behind the scenes at this ridiculous show and all the characters we have here. Let's get into the NFL. So it looks like we are. The NFL says they're moving forward as planned. Camp starts here in a couple of weeks.
Couple days, actually.
Couple days.
Yeah, a couple days. And that's why the players are so pissed.
Yeah, we're almost in August right now.
Yeah,
man.
And the players are very angry.
I don't.
July is just woof.
Yeah, things got weird in March and everything has just flown by since.
Yeah. Especially when you love quarantine life. I do. So, you know.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, I hope this wasn't part of your news, but they've actually started a Tyrannosaurus Rex embryo, and it's live right now, and it just happened in July. So
that's what?
Yeah. So
wait
if,
a second.
Stop
is
the
this
show.
Jurassic
roll it back.
Park
what?
Life?
So they actually had a a T-Rex tissue. They mixed it with a chicken tissue, and they've actually birthed. Or started the embryo.
Is it a T-Rex the size of a chicken?
No, it's gonna. They've actually like done their research and actually made it where it will be the exact height that it's of a T-Rex.
What are they doing?
Have they not seen Jurassic Park?
So 1, 2, 3, the world. It all ends the same.
So if you had Jurassic Park for your 2020 bingo, congratulations. You can mark that on.
Now, do we know how long this embryotic process is? Is it, you know?
It just started. They expect about like year, I think, or two.
I really feel you need to drop the news breaks in the tri-state area of the world, like right now, because that's like legitimate breaking news right now. If you could do that, because I'm just simply saying the man is saying that there is a T-Rex. That's not on you don't have
I'm sorry. You know what? That one is on me. I apologize, but
Brad, batting 1,000 is starting to show today.
I'm just saying, a T-Rex is coming around.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
So yeah, T-Rexes, guys. They're a thing now.
That theme park. I'm going to stay far away.
So they're actually in the United States, where they're doing this embryo. So congratulations, United States. You are the dumbest country of the world, bringing in a Tyrannosaurus Rex into the world, or even thinking that was a great idea.
I just, not 2020, man.
Exactly.
I mean, the bubonic plague is apparently coming back. Man. Like, the government came out this year and was like,
Colorado.
UFOs are real. We're just like, oh, okay, we're too busy.
Now, granted, in regards to the bubonic plague, people die from bubonic plague every year.
Yeah, that's facts.
So it's not to say like, oh, man, it's back. No, it's always been here. It's never left.
But it's finally hit our land in the United States, and it's also...
I think someone always dies in the United States, at least of them.
I don't think
so. But you're kidding me, really?
No. Sure, it's Derek doesn't know what he's talking about.
I think I do know what I'm talking about. I break the news, Aaron, okay?
Derek.
Well, apparently I just broke it today.
Yeah.
Well, you did it in one story. I'm talking about bubonic plague.
But yeah, you're not wrong. I'll check this out during the show.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, if you want to fact check me, you want to do your job by looking it up.
I'm sorry, you brought up a very, very... egregious statement, and I was not prepared for that statement to be coming.
I mean, you weren't prepared for this entire show, it seems like, because the one main page you should be on at any point in time wasn't even pulled up when I said,
hey, as our executive producer, the person who runs the sounds, usually good to have the sounds ready to go when the show starts.
You know what? Usually I am. I wasn't prepared for yet.
Bad. Yeah, we're aware of that. Yeah, we're making everyone else aware of it yet again.
Well, yes, T-Rex is 2020. It's coming.
Also, I would double check your facts on this.
Why? Because I've
sooner than later. I would just.
Do you have something? Important?
I would just double check your.
I'm intrigued. I want you to realize your own faults right now.
Yeah, go ahead and look up T-Rex embryo.
We're gonna keep you. You're gonna keep digging your grave right now.
All right, cool.
And the very first article that should come up: did scientists recreate a T-Rex embryo? Go ahead and do some research on that.
You know what? I see it on Snopes, and I'm not opening that one. Not opening that one, and I thought I did my research well enough. But you know what? Let's go to sports.
So did you just get like an article from The Onion, essentially?
No.
Is that what you just did to us?
I would have known that.
Okay.
That I would have known.
Don't did you get from something
Brad
like
the
Onion,
is
then?
Fake.
Is it possible to sidetrack our show a little bit more today to start?
Oh, I could do a lot more than that.
I don't know, because you're doing a pretty bang-up job right now. You forgot to have, you know, the co-creator of the show's mic on. The sounds aren't on.
Yep.
And then you completely derailed the show with T-Rex news that would be pretty fascinating if it's true.
Yeah.
And we're not even sure.
Welcome to 2020. I'm going to take a timeout.
Sounds good. Yeah.
I feel like the pre-show activities we did were not suitable for Brad.
Yeah, I don't think it helped Brad's performance out.
And by pre-show
all.
Activities, I mean drinking. That's Brad can't do it.
And you'll also notice that we still have the news audio going on as Brad decides to walk away from the soundboard. So, again, Brad continues his flawless start to the show. Thank you, sir.
Batting 1,000, baby.
Really batting 1,000. I hope you're using this as your air check when you're sending it out to other radio shows. This is how great I am at my job, guys.
And we love him.
You got to.
Yeah, no, you can't.
It's hard to hate him.
No,
but, man, he gives you a lot of reasons. God,
but it's that lettuce, man. I'm telling you, he's got some.
Ever since he cut his hair,
some GD lettuce up there. That
he's just more
beautiful.
Likeable. Oh, yeah, it is beautiful hair,
especially when he trimmed up that beard. Yeah, he's working on it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he got irrationally confident based on his new haircut, though, and just
really
decided
did,
he doesn't need to do his job anymore.
He went full Dick Cheney swinging over
after
here.
After Thursday, I kind of got a little cocky. I'm not gonna lie.
I can imagine
after
why.
Thursday?
We saw it.
Was Thursday.
Yeah, I got my haircut. Yeah, I got my haircut that
would
day.
That'd be helpful for our audience.
Sorry, yes. Well, I thought, like, with the conversation going on, I feel like you can, like, put one, two and two together, one and one together, you know?
Thank you.
Two in the hand, three in the bush.
I thought you were putting yourself on timeout, Brad.
What? It's like the hair. He went on timeout and did the exact same thing over again.
Yeah.
That's like what just happened. He came back from it. It's like, all right, Tim, you're not going to spill your drink on the floor again purposely. Yeah, Mom, I'm not going to, as he spills a drink on the floor again purposely. Good on you. Thank you.
So football, guys, it seems to be coming back. It's kind of curious. The players are going to be tested the first day of camp, then be sent home, quarantine for 2 days, come back, get tested again, and they will be tested every day thereafter for the next 2 weeks, which is curious. How do you get that many tests is pretty interesting. Because what the NFL camp, when you break camp, you have 96 players, is it? Something like that.
I mean, no matter
what. 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus staff and coaches and all that trainers are going to be tested.
I mean, that just seems like an egregious amount of tests that has to be done.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it seems like it's the safest way to do it, but.
Yeah, but it's the NFL.
There are other people out there who could use those tests.
Yeah. No, I mean. No. It is the NFL, so obviously player safety is always at the forefront of their concern. Actually, what would you think is more dangerous, contracting the coronavirus in your mid-20s or playing football in your mid-20s?
Well,
Granted,
we've seen the long-term effects of football.
Yeah.
It's damaging.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a coronavirus, but at the same time, football. Very dangerous.
Pretty dangerous.
Very dangerous.
So 90 players start out with training camp.
Thank you.
You're looking at over 3,000 people, including staff,
getting tested.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Every single day.
That's a lot of tests.
Yeah. 21,000 a week.
Are they going to be doing it themselves, I wonder? Because I've had that test. And I had to
they are not
myself.
Fun to take.
Seriously doubt it.
They can't trust anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they trusted me to do that. Like,
because they don't care.
Try it, my man. You do it yourself. Not risking it.
Yeah. You don't work for multi-billion-dollar corporations.
My life doesn't matter. That's
well, I mean, if you're if you're letting them self-test for COVID, I'm pretty sure they would allow them to self-test for, you know, weed and whatnot.
I don't.
Weed's not
logic.
Contagious.
Exactly.
So
but it's like they're very strict on that, so therefore they're going
to
be stricter.
Weed is, when I smell it, I want it.
God. Jeez. Oh, man. Do you guys think we're actually going to have a football season this year?
Yes.
You do?
Optimistically, yes. I want to give some hope to America in a time when it's been rough. It's been a rough summer. It's been a rough spring. And, I mean, I think they want it. And it's going to sound terrible, right? We're kind of asking for these guys to potentially put their lives on the line.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think they want it. I feel like I'm not the only one who wants to watch football. They want to play. You know, so if they say no football, they're not the only ones who are suffering. So I think so. I think they're gonna make it happen. They'll find a way.
Yeah.
I mean there's too much money for it to not happen, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's just been a year where I don't know. I'm still worried about this NBA season.
Yeah.
I'm worried about every season. There's no season out there. I'm not thinking like it's. There's nothing I'm for sure about. Obviously, no one is. But I could see it. It's a coin flip. I really feel it. Really do. I don't see. I don't have any inclination to go either way. I could see it going either way. Like it's.
I gotta say they've been doing a really good job with the MLS and the Women's Soccer League. Like they. After the first initial test, they haven't had a breakout, and they've been very diligent on making sure everything is taken care of health wise. So if they follow that narrative, they'll be fine.
Yeah, but in the MLS and women's soccer, you're talking about a lot fewer players involved.
Yes,
a lot fewer coaches, just a lot less people.
But
general.
If you keep them contained like they have,
right? But the NFL has no plans of doing a bubble either. Which is
fair, but the NBA does.
The NBA does.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, but that's what the difference is, right? Even Dr. Fauci came out and said that if there's going to be an NFL season, he recommends they do a bubble situation. And they have no plans of doing that. And they have 53 just players alone per roster once
they knock it all down,
kicks off. How do you hold all 53 of those players accountable to not go out and do something that would put them in harm's way as far as contracting the coronavirus?
It's not going to happen.
And it's not just the football players, right? It's their wives, it's their kids.
Yeah,
it's, you know, if their in-laws or parents are living with them. It's a lot of people that you have to keep virus free.
And some of these players do have a, you know, extended family living at their homes, you know, in-laws, like you were saying. And yeah, that's kind of the bigger issue. When you have a bubble, you control who comes in, who goes out. When you're leaving people...
Obviously not when it comes to the NBA, though.
Well, they've had a few slip-ups, but they just tested everyone, and for the third day in a row, 346, all 346 players and staff came back negative, so...
Does that include the side chicks that came in, too?
I'm not sure if the side chicks have tested negative. My guess is they're not being tested. But
your life doesn't matter.
I just don't. I mean, it's going to be curious to see how they could possibly. I mean, we haven't been able to figure this out on a macro level. We haven't been able to figure it out state to state. And in certain states, obviously, we're much more strict on enforcing the mask policies, where in other states, it's not a requirement at all. And then you have 30 NFL teams from all over the place. I don't understand how you could contain it. Yes, sir.
Well, how much of this is on the NFL if it doesn't happen that they didn't do the bubble situation that has been so far proven to work? Like, how much is this on them and how much is on the players themselves that they weren't pushing hard for this to have this bubble situation? Because they could have done it in a couple states, mainly down south, Texas, Georgia, hell, even Florida at this point. Like, they've shown that they want these sports in their towns.
Well, I would say just like anywhere else, right? It's on both the government and the citizens, just like it'd be on the NFL as a league and its players, right? Because if you want to stay healthy and you have the means to stay home, you're not going to get coronavirus most likely, right? But if you're going out and you're going to restaurants and you're hanging out at bars and you're doing life as normal, you increase your chances, right? Whether or not there's government enforcement, there are things that we can all do as citizens to reduce our risk. So I think it's on both parties. I just think you increase your chances tenfold by not enforcing a bubble and figuring that out. But I also understand the NBA's bubble, we're talking about 3 months. The NFL season is six.
Not to mention the amount of people you're talking about, too. We just said over 3,000 people.
Right.
Well, that's from training
NBA,
camp.
For training camp, no doubt. Yeah. But still, the NFL is still the largest active roster of any other sports teams that's out there, at least in America. And the NBA, we're talking about, we said 350 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's like...
Yeah, you got 15.
That's like three teams in the NFL.
Right.
You know? And so it's just, when you have, the more people you have in, you trying to control, it becomes so much harder to do so.
Right.
Understandable,
And especially when you have so many people that can just so easy get lost in the shuffle. 53 people on your team right now, and half of them you probably don't like, who the hell are you?
Right.
But like, I'm sorry, what is, you're an NFL player? I've never seen you before in my life. You wear a helmet all the time. And like, it's nearly impossible to enforce something.
But
like
it comes
that.
Down to how much money does the NFL create? Like you were saying, you have to protect that now. You have to protect your TV contracts and whatnot. Like these things that you have, you're money makers. And if you're not going to protect that and you're not going to enforce these rules to keep that.
Granted, the NBA has shown that they had that 1 week where they're like, hey, we're able to quench
they're in a bubble.
Lack of self-control that's out there. Like, we got to hold it in tight right now.
But they're in a bubble.
They're in a bubble.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So hopefully the MLB is able to show in the next couple weeks that they're able to do it because they're playing in their own stadium or parks as well. So hopefully that they show that they're not contracting
it's just a cluster of stuff,
right? Because it's a fine line of right. So if you told everyone they had to stay in a bubble, you probably wouldn't have an NFL season. Because if you told 3,000 people you have to stay in this bubble, you're not going to see your wife, you're not going to see your kids, you're not going to be able to go out anywhere, they'd be like, I'm not doing a season. So it's like there's that fine line of a bubble and a not a bubble between there's a season, there's not a season,
right?
Because there's a reason why they have 53 people on the roster. They need them. They run through those people like crazy.
And if literally half those people are saying, I'm not staying in a bubble, and if you're going to make me stay in a bubble, I'm not playing,
right,
then you're,
do you do?
You're out of luck. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're hopeful, right?
We're hopeful.
I mean, I'm glad I'm not the one in the break that decision to make that decision. You know, I'm glad it's not on my shoulders.
I mean, as hard of a time as we give these leagues and organizations about, you know, putting money above player safety and health concerns, at the end of the day, they need to make money. They're already going to be losing a ton of money in their gate. We just had, what was it, the Giants and Jets and the NFL both came out and said they won't have fans in attendance, which again, duh. Like,
thank you, Captain Obvious.
But I feel like you have to like say that to the New Yorkers because they're going to show up regardless.
No doubt, but I mean, I don't think we should be having players.
Like, yo, New York, remember that time in March, April where like everyone was dying? Yeah. We don't need that again.
When there are body bags on the streets outside of hospitals,
they easily forget.
Yeah, I just think, I did see a funny thing. I think Stu Gott said it. They were talking about Jacksonville said they're going to only have 25% capacity this season. He's like, so business as usual.
I was like, business is up, man.
Yeah, so an increase in attendance is...
Hey, man, we actually can have more in here now, guys. Yeah. You can actually come here.
Yeah. It sounds spacious in there. It might be nice. I don't know, man. This is also interesting. And if nothing else, this is kind of the silver lining for me personally is we're all going to remember this 30, 40 years from now.
Oh, absolutely.
And look back and be like, remember in sports, remember the COVID year or COVID years, hopefully not. But
or COVID is already spanned years right now, but we're just in two right now.
Yeah, technically, yeah. But I mean, it didn't really hit America until 2020.
I mean, we really should have taken it seriously in 2019.
Yeah, we probably would have.
That was our problem.
I don't think we knew about it in 2019.
It's like we had a rash in our foot, and we're like, you know what? I'll worry about it later. If it starts growing up to my groin, then I'll talk about it. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I got myself there.
Yeah, yeah. Get a little loosey-goosey over here.
But we're definitely going to make this like a fishtail, right? Like the world was about to end when we're talking to our grandkids. Like we almost all died.
I'm telling you, that's the only reason why we survived. COVID is the reason why I want to have kids now so I can have grandkids. So I can tell my grandkids
about the COVID time.
I lived it.
When I think about the pandemic, the first thing I think about is fatherhood and how I can't wait to rush into that.
No, grandfatherhood.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you think this is hard? Try living through COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
No, I think I was thinking just, you know, having kids just to shake things up a bit, make my life a little more interesting.
You know, it's like throwing an extra hand and, you know, get a couple extra cards dealt to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you play them out?
I recently lost my job. Let's have some babies.
Seems like a prime time.
Seems like the responsible thing to do.
I hear you get money for having kids, so.
Yeah, right?
You know what? You're not
wrong. At least
according
to Kanye, I get $1 million my way. So, how many do you have, like, so it's like per kid? Like, million per kid?
Wait,
like,
what?
If it's a million per kid, hey, woo.
I did not his presidential rally.
Did he actually say a million?
Yeah, he said a million.
I mean, I saw he broke down, but I didn't see
it. It was some degree, like everyone who has
a
child.
He said, yeah.
One of the things was if you have a child, you get $1 million. And I don't know if it was.
Oh, I'm popping out as many as I possibly can.
Well, you're going to have to find a woman who wants to do that with you.
I'm going to have her pop out as much as she possibly can.
Who's her?
Wow, yeah.
Somebody at this point.
You just can't make him out of thin air, man.
No, I cannot. I need somebody else. So, yeah.
I mean,
if anybody wants half a mil.
I think we call that prostitution, honestly.
In the long run, I honestly think you'd lose money.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. I'm pretty sure a kid costs a lot more than $1 million over his entire
life. Lifetime?
Yeah. I've cost my parents a lot more than that, I know.
I mean,
mostly sorry, Mom and Dad. Pain and heartache. Yeah.
Just, years off my life.
Yeah, therapist bills alone, dude. Oh, man. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We appreciate you rocking with us here on Talking About Practice. We are made possible by generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Pullen Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullens has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico, and they can be reached at 342-1055. Shouts to our guy Steve over at Pullens. Shouts to North Rim Adventure Sports. We appreciate all our underwriters. And again, shouts to you for listening to this nonsense. I hope you learned a lot today about T-Rexes possibly coming back or not.
If you want that to happen, just watch Jurassic Park and you'll see what would happen, and that's why we're not doing it.
Yeah. Oh, possibly we are. Brad's going to have to do some
According
research.
According to Brad, yes.
Back to you guys on that. But in other news of the day, Derek, are you prepared with some current events?
I do, yes.
All right.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. Time for the news. This is devastating news I'm about to bring to you guys right now, and something that needs to be drawn attention to, and hopefully, I'm hoping we can maybe stop this mass exodus of murderous endeavor that is happening at Taco Bell right now.
Talk to them.
Yes.
If you're not aware, we're about to lose some items on that menu, guys. It's hard for me to say this, guys. We're about to lose 12 family members right now. 12 family members are leaving the Taco Bell menu. Now, I know it's tough because that menu is vast. It spans a lot of directions. It goes all over the place. Nachos, burritos, tacos. Man, diverse. But we're about to lose them. And I'm really hurting right now. So I would advise by August 13th, all these items will be gone. And I will suggest you run to your nearest Taco Bell right now. Actually, don't, because I need to go there before you do. So wait after me.
Yeah.
I don't need it clogged up. I only got a clogged up butthole afterwards. I don't need a clogged drive-through line as well. All right? So these 12 items, I must mention them all because they need to be grilled steak soft taco, RIP. That's one of the great ones right there. I'm not going to lie. I love the grilled steak soft taco. That sauce they put on there, fantastic. If you haven't had one, get one now. Wait after I go, but get one. 7-layer burrito. What?
Oh.
What?
Wow.
They better come out with an 8-layer burrito afterwards, okay? I want an extra layer now, Taco Bell. Nacho Supreme. Goodbye forever.
R.I.P.
Beefy Fritos Burrito.
No!
I'm glad that we're all in consensus on that one. That's heartbreaking.
I love that.
This one hurts me a lot because these are near and dear to my heart. The spicy tostada. That dollar spicy tostada I could live off of. Actually, I probably would die really quickly because of all the constipation I'd get from it. So let's not do that. Yeah. Triple layer nachos. Goodbye.
No.
Cheesy Fiesta potatoes. No longer. Loaded grillers. No, thank you. What? This is even more so. This is a crime against humanity.
Don't do it to me.
Blasphemous. Chips and cheese. Goodbye.
Wait,
what? What?
Boycott Taco Bell!
They say chips and dips. So all their dips are going, apparently. So no chips and dips anymore. That means they're cheese. I can't take it anymore. I'm riding in the streets.
Me too.
All Taco Bell items matter.
Bring in Chick-fil-A!
If they do that, I'll get rid of my ride. That's okay. Chick-fil-A can come in.
No. We saw Chick-fil-A in for Taco Bell.
And one last one. You know, this one doesn't really hit home for me, but I still must mention it because they all matter. Mini skillet bowl. It's the last one. That's a go. I don't even care about that one. But, you know, whatever. Get rid of that one. That's fine. If I need to sacrifice that one, I'm willing to lay that one down. But still, August 13th, guys, run.
Chips and
get
cheese.
There. Chips and cheese is going. Their chips are some of the best out there.
So good. Oh, they really are. They're amazing.
And their nacho cheese is the best nacho cheese on the planet.
It's great. Ugh. It's really great. I get two sides of nacho cheese just to dip all my other stuff in.
Naturally. You have to.
If you're not dipping a cheesy gordita crunch in a nacho cheese, what are you doing?
Shooting yourself in the foot right now, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're going to get constipated. You might as well have the whole thing, okay?
You might as well go all in. Yeah. All
right? Yep. All right. One more. Just one last story, because that one was heart-wrenching. I can only take so many news. Now, us Northern California folks, we know how some Northern California folks are. They're a little crazy out there. We're all a little crazy out there. But the crazy ones I'm talking about are the ones that just say no to the mass. I don't get it. I really don't. No, they're not the most comfortable things to wear. But they're just a mask, my dude. Batman wears one. The Flash wears one. Most people in the superhero universe wear masks. Stormtroopers have their whole faces covered. I'm just simply saying, it's not that hard to do. But if you are that anti-mask, just let you know there is a haven for you out there in the restaurant community.
Ooh.
This is weird, y'all. Over in El Dorado County, there is a restaurant known as the Apple Bistro that will not allow you to enter the restaurant with a mask on. They say no to masks. They want you to come in with no mask on. If you come with a mask on, they'll tell you to leave. Preach. So if you don't like wearing a mask, go to the Apple Bistro. They got you. If you like wearing a mask, go to the Apple Bistro. Don't go there. Or at least take your mask off. Now, there have been many complaints against the Apple Bistro, and the health department has looked into it. However, they are still functioning. So if you're a big fan of no mask life, El Dorado County is where you can catch the COVID. And that's the news.
Thank you, sir. I just don't understand it. You ever grinds my gears, Brad?
You know what really grinds my gears?
Fake news. It is prevalent throughout all of social media. It plagues us all. It is so easy to think that something is real, but it's not.
Preach it, baby.
So don't fall into those false news, fake news traps I did.
I'm very disappointed right now on the show because I allowed you to play my opening news segment for your fake news right now.
That's why I'm that's why it grinds my gears, because I took up your time and I apologize.
Can
you hit me?
You know what really grinds my gears?
When my executive producer provides 10 minutes of fake content and completely derails the show with some pretty groundbreaking news. But wait a second, it wasn't real news. When your name is Statman Brad, and the two things we ask you to do...
Stat, not fact.
...is to...
Stats are facts, Brad.
They are, sir.
Are stats not legitimate representation?
I have given facts, and you said, no, they're not stats. Go find some stats. And so, therefore...
Well, saying the sun is hot facts, and saying that's not a stat.
But all stats are indeed facts.
Precisely.
Touché, sir. Yeah. Touché. Continue.
Generous of him to let you keep going.
I appreciate this platform you bestowed upon me. Thank you, sir.
Mic down.
God. Oh, boy. So,
are we on the Grinds My Gears tour? Is that where we're
going?
Yeah,
let's
do it.
Okay, let's run it.
You ready to go?
Aaron's got one.
I do have one.
Ready? Yeah. You know what really grinds my gears?
When people say they read a book, but it's actually them listening to an audiobook.
Oh, my God.
Didn't read a book. Listen, I'm not saying you're not consuming the information. I'm not saying that you haven't consumed the information, but you did not read that book. Somebody read it to you, and you could do that while you're taking a nap, and that is not reading a book.
Okay, let me hit me real quick.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people take pictures of themselves and post on Instagram of themselves reading a book, when you know damn well this is the first book they've read in years, you're not a reader. You're just bored.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Guys that do mirror selfies.
Okay.
What are you doing? 100%.
What are you doing?
How does that work? Like, women, what are you doing out there to allow guys that continue to do mirror selfies out there? Shame them all.
Yes. If you ever see a guy with a mirror selfie, break up with them. Do not date them until they learn their lesson.
No swipe rights should ever happen on a mirror selfie person.
Left.
All the time.
Left.
All the time. Please hit me.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When I'm standing in line in the grocery store and a new checkout opens and I was the next one in line, that checkout is mine.
Yep.
And you think you can get that checkout before I do? No. Excuse me, sir. I'm the next one to go. You wait your turn.
Here we go.
You know what really You know what really grinds my gears?
Oh, I thought that was... Yeah, you were looking at me like you had
something. Okay, hit me one more time.
Sorry.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Speaking of the grocery store, there's stickers on the floor for a reason.
Yes!
When I am loading onto my little conveyor belt for my other cashier to check me out, there is no need for you to be loading your groceries up yet. Back up, lady, and your three kids. Control those things. Control them. Put a leash on them, or don't bring them to the store. Leave them in the hot car.
I got one.
You know what really grinds my gears?
There are stickers on the ground designating you where you're supposed to go in the aisles in a direction. Do not go the wrong direction in the aisles.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to divert my path.
Me.
I'm going up and down. I'm like, oh, I need to go down this
you
one.
You plan your track.
No, I don't. I never plan my
own. Oh, my gosh. You guys grind my gears.
Yeah.
Derek.
Yeah, please.
You know what really grinds my gears?
This is going to come hard because I'm not a parent, but I'm going to come after parents right now. Now, when you decide to take the action of putting a D in the V and out comes a child, you are responsible for that child. You are responsible for making that child a productive member of society and making sure that child, when he turns after you, you're no longer technically responsible for him, is ready to produce in the world. That also means when you're out in public spaces, making sure your child doesn't act in a way that's endangering to them or endangering to the people around them. And when I say that, I mean when I'm riding my bike through the park and you are out there walking with your child, you allow your child to roam free, which you should. I don't want to limit a child ever. Child should have their freedom to do it. But you as a parent must make sure you're looking around surroundings to make sure when someone's coming down there on a bike, pull them away. Get them away from that side. Take them to the right where they should be, walking on the right side of every path that is out there. And that's what you should be teaching your child every single time. So yes, let them walk around there. But you as a parent should be out there looking out for every other bike that's coming your way. Get ready for your children.
You know what really grinds my gears?
On that note, California is recently reviewing a bill to fine restaurants where their employees trip children running in a restaurant. Control your damn children!
Wait, where they trip them?
Yes, this is a common thing that happens in restaurants all the time.
I wish I saw that happen, because that would be fantastic.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I've actually done it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah, it's happened. But the bill's coming in too late, because I'm out.
I'm just simply saying, the only place you can allow your kid to run rampant and have no care about it is the McDonald's play place, because I'm staying far away from there. Have whatever out there. But when you're in any other situation right now, you must be wary of that fact that your kid is not wary of their surroundings.
Yeah.
They're a kid. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They shouldn't know what they're doing. They're having fun out there. But you still must prepare them for the real world and make they act properly in public.
Amen.
If you want to do it, have it at your own house. I don't care. That's your house.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I mean, I think we've gone down a lot.
Are we good? I feel like we have a lot of like pent-up anger that has now been released into the public.
I mean, if you need another one, I got another one.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people get into their car right away and take a picture of the temperature that's on their car to make it seem like it's as hot as it possibly could be. No, your car was just sitting in the sun, like being magnified, and that temperature is just skyrocketing. Sure, it might be 102 outside. That's hot. But you say it's 115 here. No, it's not 115. You're just trying to make yourself like, oh my gosh, 115. It's not 115, it's just 102. Your car was just sitting outside for a long time. You just finally came back to it. Stop trying to draw attention to yourself.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Everyone's vented?
Yeah.
Goose.
Oh, great. Aaron, do you have any more? You only had the one?
No, that was it today.
I guess the hate's all on me.
Feels good. Do you have a North State update?
I actually do.
Wow, it's been a while. So
I know. You have it, though. I don't.
So you don't have.
I mean, I do, but you.
I'm just joking. I kind of set you
Jeez.
Up for that one. Sorry, give me a second. All right. That needs to be added to the list.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Here we go.
Gosh.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right, y'all, it is time for the North State Update. First time in a long time. Tyler Reddick. NASCAR driver, we talked about him once before. We'll talk about him again. He almost won his first NASCAR Cup Series. He got in second place behind Austin Dillon. Well done, Tyler Reddick out of Corning, California. Good job. Good job. Also, Aaron, I know you're in the building now, and golf is your correspondent that you bring to us on a weekly basis. I want to actually bring up one of our own, Kurt Kitayama. Went to high school over at Chico High, graduated in 2011, is on the PGA Tour and also the Korn Ferry Tour. He is number 83 ranked in the world. We have a Chico boy, top ranked 100.
I wonder if he played at Skyway.
Sorry, you guys were talking, that's why I didn't.
I wonder if he played at Skyway.
Honestly, anybody that plays at Chico
Played at Skyway.
Played at Skyway at some point. So we have played with a PGA Tour player. I don't think he's got his tour card. I don't think he's got his.
Maybe we picked up one of his golf balls today.
Dude, I bet you that. There we go.
You know what? Yeah. That's going to be lucky. So, and they played at Bidwell. He's played at Bidwell. I know that for a fact because of a high school. They play over at Bidwell for their tours.
I mean, here in Chico, there's what, three courses to choose from?
Four.
Not including Skyway or including Skyway?
One, two, three. There's four. There's four, okay, including Skyway. So,
all right. So I know them all.
You know them all. But yes, that is a big fact right there that I would.
He's
broken top 100 this year, so good for him. And some high school news: the NCIF, actually the CIF, has actually released that there will be no fall sports happening. It'll be postponed till 2021, but they will start allowing the sections to decide their schedules. The earliest they can actually have them is December 2020. Or January 2021, depending on the section and depending on the county regulations.
Are you really trying to talk to Aaron about this, or are you just...
No, sorry. My mic is this way, so right. I'm directing my face towards that mic.
It just looked like
mic.
You were like really trying to talk
no,
to
I'm
Aaron.
No, I'm actually talking to this...
I am the most interesting event in this room, so I could understand why he'd want to talk to me.
I'm talking to this paper actually right here, so it's...
A better looking face than Aaron's.
Jeez. I did not say that, Aaron. I did not say that.
Brad, you set me up for it, though, so thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, but I just want you to know that I did not say that.
If you want to hit him, feel free.
You won't.
Bet you won't.
You won't. Bet you won't hit him. But yeah, so high school sports will not be happening in the fall. It will be happening at the earliest in December or January, depending on county regulations. In Butte County, you better not screw this up. You have an opportunity here to have your high school sports back in December. Do not fudge this up.
Now, let me ask you, what does that mean for your normal spring sports?
They will be happening, but if you have a guy that plays or a gal that plays spring or fall and spring sports or fall and winter sports, you kind of have to choose at this point. So you have to choose if you want to play football, basketball, or baseball. Or if you want to play...
Or soccer.
Exactly.
Or track and field. Come on, y'all. All right, that's important.
I just started out with football. I apologize.
So all the seasons are going to happen at the same time, essentially.
Spring won't be pushed back. So spring will be pushed back.
So we'll have like double the sports in spring.
Yeah, it won't start in February. It'll start like March or April. And it'll be a condensed season for spring.
Interesting.
So they're condensing it, but they're also kind of blending things in. Same with college as well. They're pushing that back.
The logistics just to figure out the facilities behind that, right?
So are we saying no college football is happening in August then?
No. Sorry. D2 and community college is what I'm talking about now for our North State update.
Okay.
Is they're pushing it back, and so they won't have basketball starting in November, but they'll have basketball starting in January or February.
I wonder how that's going to work when you have, for most high schools, right, you have four basketball teams minimum, right? Junior varsity for both guys and gals, right?
And some have three, like
Chico area.
And some
have a freshman team.
Yep.
Right? And then you're also going to have volleyball in many of these schools that also uses a gym. Right? It just seems like...
Thankfully,
it seems like a logistical nightmare.
PV and Chico actually have two gyms that they can use, but unfortunately, volleyball will be pushed, in my opinion, to the side, to the smaller gyms.
Why do you say in your opinion? Is that not a fact yet?
No, I mean, it's...
So they haven't decided...
It's sexist in that way, but it wouldn't shock me if a game is... If a basketball and a volleyball game are happening at the same time, they're going to push the volleyball off to the side, to the smaller gym. It won't matter because there won't be any fans there, but...
Brad, already assuming
laying down the law.
Things.
I mean, we see this in culture today, so it wouldn't shock me at all if this happens. And I'm calling it right now. That's what's going to happen. Unless the 80s are listening to me right now, and then they might change it to screw with me. But, you know...
Yeah, that's what they're
good on you guys.
Right now.
Exactly.
That one terrible executive
no,
two talking about practice.
Yeah.
Trying to make him sound like a fool.
He already sounded like a liar today. Basis. I'm going to make him sound like a liar again in December. So that is my North State update.
Thank you, sir. Oh, man.
I mean, informative stuff there.
Yeah, it just came out today. So, you know, well, the Kitayama and the Redick came out yesterday, but today. North State update, yeah.
Anyways, we're moving on.
All right, moving on. LeBron sold a rookie card sold for $1.8 million.
Yep.
Why?
It is the most expensive card in circulation today now.
And LeBron insinuated that he may have several of those cards, several copies
which
of
wouldn't,
those cards.
Which wouldn't surprise me.
Also, can you hook a brother up? Like, what do you need those cards for? You are on them.
Also, do we not even know? Did he buy it himself?
Well, when he was a rookie, I bet you.
That $1.8 million, did he spend that on that his own card? I'm thinking.
Conspiracy theory. I like it.
Of all the people to do it, LeBron's the one I feel that would do it because he wants that recognition of, like, stuck it, Hornace Wagner.
Or Michael Jordan. Well, I feel like he wouldn't care about baseball.
I'm just thinking about cards in general. I feel like
Who's
when you think of, like, sports
cards,
Hornace Wagner is, like, the most notorious.
You wouldn't know this.
Right?
He would. My husband is an avid card collector.
Mike Trout last season went for $900K, and then this LeBron one broke that record.
Mike Trout for $900K.
Wow.
So there's a legit market for okay. All right. Baseball card market is alive and well.
You would
I did
think
not know
a Kobe
that.
Rookie card would be the most.
Like right now, right?
Yeah, like right now it seems there? Like it would be, you know.
But his career ended, so.
Only 23 rookie cards in the world for that one. Okay, all right.
Okay,
so, yeah,
got it.
Exclusivity and LeBron James.
Okay, so you.
I still don't want to put it past him as he being the one to put up $1.8 million for it himself.
He hired two people to outbid each other.
So the Hornace Wagner was sold for 3.2 million euros.
Which is more than dollars.
Yes. So which is more than dollars. So therefore,
somebody in Europe bought a baseball card. Wow, what a loser!
Yeah, it was a 1909-11 T206 baseball card.
Not the 207. Oh wow, 206.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah. That's even rare. The
you usually see people go over the 207.
T07, yeah, man.
But you know the 2006 or the 206 was the drug
Just
of choice.
Stop, Brad.
Okay, I'm done. I'm going to go back on timeout.
You've been bad today.
I cannot pregame at Frankie's before the show. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, don't ever put Frankie's down like that.
No, it's my fault.
We all pregamed.
Yeah.
But it is my fault, but I've realized that my cap, I cannot pregame at Frankie's before the show.
Stepman.
Love
bad.
You, Frankie. Really? That's where you're going to go with on that one?
Yeah, that was great. That was fantastic. Best joke of the day.
You see what I did there, Brad? Because you've been not good.
Wait, what have I been?
Stepman bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, okay. I didn't catch that the first time. You know?
Now you're Stepman sad.
I was Stepman glad before this whole thing started.
Where's Stepman dad when you need him?
Oh, this was fun.
He's Stepman mad right now.
All right, and he's back.
Yes.
And he's back.
We just got CPR'd right now.
Oh,
right?
My
a little
God.
Shock to the system.
All right, we're running out of space on the show, but a lot of things have happened in the world of football. So would you like to knock out a quick foot and mouth before
we
get out of here?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Whoa, guys, it has been quite the week.
Woo!
What a doozy. What a doozy. If you are a fan of football, it has been fantastic, as I keep saying. All I gotta say is, Ronaldo! The man is a beast. If you don't know, the guy scores goals. That's what he does. He does one thing and one thing well. Actually, he does two things and two things very well. Score goals and looks like a sex machine. My God! You do it fantastic, my dude. The man, the only man to ever score 30 goals in the Premier League, Serie A, and La Liga. 30 goals. The man did it in two seasons to get, yeah. I'm sorry, not 30 goals, 50 goals. I apologize. 50 goals, even better. 50 goals, La Liga, Serie A, Premier League, only player to ever do it. The man is unstoppable. Anyone who has critics, his doubters, you can't say anything. The guy, no matter where he goes, fantastic. He got to 50 goals only in two seasons with Juventus. Two seasons to get to 50 goals. The man scored 30 goals this season alone, the first one to do it in Serie A since 1954. That's 1954, he just came in here and he's boom, scoring goals like none other. Serie A, known for its defense. Ronaldo's, I'm known for scoring goals, and I'm better at it than you guys are. You know what's even better for Ronaldo? He's knowing that Messi's sucking ass over at Barcelona, not even winning anything. Real Madrid taking the Liga crown. Los Blancos are coming in hot. And Barcelona, whoo, coming in not.
I see what you did there.
And a great one coming out. For the Premier League, we all know Liverpool wrapped up that title. They'll be lifting that trophy very soon. Excitement along the way. But the FA Cup is still in full effect. And we had ourselves quite the drama. A classic mashup. Well, what? Matchup. Mashup could work either way. I don't know what I was doing. It works either way. We have a London derby on our heads. Arsenal, Chelsea, FA Cup final, August 1st. Come alive, y'all. It's going to be fantastic. Wow, Arsenal having a terrible season, and what do they do? Get themselves the FA Cup final. Good on you. Chelsea, you guys got a bright future. FA Cup final in your future as well. Whew, what a great way. Chelsea coming in there hot, too, taking down Manchester United. Manchester United playing fantastic football, lost 3-1 to Chelsea, a team that also has been playing great. We got to give our man Pulisic! Woo! US looking hot over there.
Yeah, he's killing it.
I mean, he's fantastic. Since he's come back right now, has been involved in 6 goals since he's come back. Fantastic work from the man. I think he might have gotten even more right now with that new FA Cup semifinal he had against Manchester United. But either way, the man is putting a stamp for the USA over in the Premiership where they're actually playing legitimate football, not like here in the MLS, which they're still playing real football. It's just not as good quality, which he should be playing in a better quality because that's where we belong to be. Pulisic, doing your work right now. FA Cup final, August 1st. Like I said, ESPN, it will be happening. A great matchup, Arsenal and Chelsea. Whew, man, it has been quite the run of football. And if you are a fan, it's every day. It literally is. I can wake up every morning and I'm just turning on my phone. I'm like, yes, I got a matchup no matter what. Newcastle United, Burnley, hey, I'll still watch it. Oh, foot and mouth, y'all. That is it.
You remember when Freddie Adu used to be a big thing and he kind of fizzed out at the beginning?
He
didn't really produce anything.
Nothing. Yeah, never really made anything up.
He was supposed to be the godsend of our national team and did nothing.
I mean, the fact that, you know, Donovan and Dempsey were the ones that take us to places. And even then, I mean, not to...
He was supposed to be the last piece that brought us to glory, and it didn't do anything.
I mean, we put pressures on him. I think he was 14 years old when he signed his contract. It was ridiculous.
I remember. I thought he was 18. No,
he was younger than LeBron when it happened. Yeah. I remember.
Oh, wow.
I
think we were so desperate as a country to have a soccer star.
We had a huge drought.
That anyone that looked like they were an up-and-comer, we were like, yep, you're the guy.
To say you had a drought means at one point in time you were feasting. We never feasted in that sport, so we were nothing but
It's been
famine.
A Mojave Desert since we can remember.
And Freddie Adu was a oasis that was a mirage.
Nice.
Yes, exactly.
I see what you did there. Badass name, though.
Freddie Adu. That sounds like the soccer name that would have brought us into glory, but it didn't.
Adu! I would love to be streaming that right now.
With that FA Cup was August 1st, right?
Yes.
Since we have like a couple seconds.
Why are you asking follow-up questions with 10 seconds left in the show?
Okay, NHL starts on August 1st.
Thank you.
Also, golf this weekend. John Rahm won it all. It was really fun to watch him play. Also, on the 16th hole, he ended up with that 2-stroke penalty, which was a real bummer because it was on the 16th hole. He was in the rough, and his club, touched... It was really thick rough, so he touched the grass.